You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, do you have a side hustle, or are you earning money outside of your usual income? Maybe you're renting out a spare room or selling items online. Well, you might be wondering when you need to start paying tax on the money that you've been earning. Here to make things clearer is Simon from HMRC. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, Simon.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
And there's been a lot of talk recently in the media about side hustles and tax, and it might seem that if you're selling just about anything online, you'll be taxed for it. Is that right?
So for people selling personal possessions online, absolutely nothing has changed. If you're just selling your personal possessions, like, you know, old clothes, a pushchair you've had in the garage that you've been meaning to get rid of, you know, that you bought for 500 quid and now you're probably lucky to get about 100 quid for it. I know, because I'm in that situation. If that's what you're doing and you're selling things for less than you pay for them, i.e., you know, you're not making a profit, you're just clearing out old stuff, then you don't need to do anything. This doesn't affect you at all. If you sell goods or services and you make over £1,000 a year from that, then you should be declaring that to HMRC. So if you're selling goods or services with the intention to make money from it and you're making over £1,000 a year from us, then that's when you need to let us know. So for many people, it could be, you know, they set up a little business through lockdown, baking cupcakes, and now it's a thriving little cake business and they're making good money from it, then that's become a business. But if you're dipping in your loft and you're finding things, old toys, and you think, well, it's too good to send to the charity shop, I'll put it on a marketplace, you don't need to worry about that. And what has changed, and the reason this has been has gone back onto the media and social media talking about it, is because if you're making more than 30 transactions a year on an online marketplace, or you're making more than a total of 2,000 euros in a year from an online marketplace and the transactions you do on there, and it's euros because it's not just the UK, it's across several countries, then the online marketplaces report it to HMRC. And that's so that it's a level playing field with businesses who are on the high street. You know, traditional businesses, when they're making that sort of money, they're paying tax on it. So it's to make sure that if someone's running a business online and they're making over £1,000 a year from things they're selling, it's making sure that it's a level playing field with traditional businesses.
And if things are going well and the money's coming in, which is, of course, what all small businesses would want, what's the best way to make HMRC aware?
So if you're earning over £1,000 a year from something, as we just touched on, then at that point you need to let us know, and you let us know by filing a self-assessment. Now, it doesn't always necessarily mean you pay tax straight away, because of course you've got a personal allowance and this might be the only thing you're doing, but you might have a full-time job where you're already earning more than your personal allowance and then this income is topping up your earning on top. So if you're unsure whether you need to complete a tax return or not, because I know everyone listening will have a different set of individual circumstances and it might not be black and white, there's a system we've got on gov.uk, a quick tool that can help you check if you need to send a self-assessment tax return. So if you go to gov.uk, search check if you need to send a self-assessment tax return, it'll ask you a few questions and it will recommend whether you need to fill one in or not. And that's not spying on you. You don't put your name in or anything. It's just a tool to help you check. If you do need to do one, go to gov.uk, search self-assessment to get started. There's a load of advice and help on gov.uk for filing one. We have video tutorials from HMRC on YouTube, lots of support on gov.uk. And of course, our digital assistant. Should you get stuck, you can just look online and ask a question. And we find that the top five reasons that people sit and wait on the phone to get through to us, you can actually find the answer within minutes online and in your own time. So if you prefer working at night, through the night, early in the morning, when the phone line might not be open, then you can do it online.
And how does this relate to people who might also be claiming benefits, like PIP, the personal independence payment?
So if you get the personal independence payment, PIP, we know that you're 16 or over and you have a long-term physical or mental health condition or disability. You have difficulty doing certain everyday tasks or getting around, and you expect the difficulties to last for at least 12 months from when they started. The details on the personal independence payment are on gov.uk. You can search for that. But in regards to when it comes to income, so you can get PIP at the same time as other benefits, and you can get it if you're working or have savings. It's not related to your income. If you have other benefits because you're perhaps not in work, then if you do start earning income, you need to let us know, because that's all got to be factored in together, because that might affect other benefits that you're getting. But for PIP, that's separate. That's not based on what money you're earning. Again, if you've got a side hustle and you're making over £1,000 a year from it, then you need to let us know by doing a self-assessment on gov.uk.
And if you're unsure, I suppose the point is ask.
Absolutely. You can always check. You can see all the eligibility and how to claim for PIP on gov.uk. If you're unsure on that, there's the digital assistant. The same with if you're unsure on your self-assessment. There's loads of guidance on gov.uk if you search self-assessment and the videos on YouTube. But also you can always ask the digital assistant too. The other thing just to point out is that if you sell a personal possession for more than £6,000 more than you bought it for. So perhaps you bought a picture, but a piece of art, stuck it in the garage, you know, it was 500 quid. Turns out it's an extremely rare piece of artwork that's now worth 10 grand. Then you might have to pay capital gains tax on that profit. So that's just something to bear in mind, that if it's a rare item and it's gone up a lot in value, once it's over £6,000, more than you bought it for, then that falls into capital gains tax. So that's something to keep in mind if you're lucky enough to find something that's worth a fortune in your garage.
Well, absolutely. Not a bad problem to have at all, Simon.
Well, I always think, you know that telly show where people go on and they've found an old vase and they're wondering if it's rare? We all dream of that moment, don't we? So it's just something to keep in mind.
Absolutely. Well, thinking about all of those things, where's the best place to go for more information on what extra income means for your tax?
Always go to gov.uk. That way you're dealing with HMRC Direct. It's an easy to use website. It's very accessible. And also you're getting advice direct from us. So you will find, if you scroll through social media, as I know I've mentioned on your show before, other companies that will do it on your behalf. And that's entirely your choice. But do remember, if someone's doing the work for you, they'll be taking a cut. And if they get the claim wrong, then, and we come back and say, you weren't entitled to claim this, we need it back, you'll have to be paying the full 100% back. So go to gov.uk and deal with HMRC Direct.
Well, lots of great information in there. As ever, Simon from HMRC, thanks for speaking to us once again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.